What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. I got a bunch of new channels I want to talk about and some cool new stuff that happened this week. Let's get in this. Hey, what's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. If this is your first time, make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that like, and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. What's up to everybody who's watching this live in the premieres? I love that new feature, man. We all get to sit down, kick it. So what's up to you guys? Say what's up. I'll probably be in the comments hanging out with you guys while this thing is airing. Anyways, guys, if you're watching this again another week, thank you to all the old subscribers and the new subscribers. What is up? I'm your host, Christian Perez, and this is the Honda Recap. Essentially, what I'm trying to do here is go over everything that's happened in the past week on YouTube in the Honda universe and bringing it into one little cohesive episode one day a week so that we can hang out, whether you got school, family, friends, a life, you got other things to do. You can't be sitting there watching YouTube for hours. Hopefully I can sit here and go over some of the big things that kind of went down so you can catch up for the week and then go back and, you know, hang out with the rest of the people that you hang out with here on YouTube. But like I said, if this is your first time, hit that subscribe button, guys. We're here every Monday night just hanging out, talking Hondas. Again, also head over to hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a shirt, pick yourself up a hoodie, and some stickers while you're at it. Support the community, support the channel, guys. I love bringing this all together. Thank you, everybody who comes back week after week to just hang out and talk Hondas and hang out in the comment section below. All right, to kick this off, I want to kick this off with Mountain Souls.
Baby going, well, are you going to still keep it turbo? No. And the reason is because there's so many more parts that can break with the turbo, and I feel like it's just going to end up killing the motor. Right. So I feel like it'll kill the motor. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do NA. And some of you guys may feel iffy about that because, you know, it's a D-series. They're not very powerful NA. That is true, but I don't really care. I just want to be able to have a car that'll be fun and reasonably quick around canyons.
This dude's actually really cool. He's had his Del Sol for a little bit now. He made a couple videos in the past kind of explaining why he wanted his Del Sol. But I'm hella proud of this guy, man. He has a single cam, took it apart, rebuilt the head, put it back together, has it in the car running again, and that hasn't stopped him. You know what I mean? Because the next thing he wants to do is pull that D-Series out. I think he wants to build the bottom end, go NA for a little bit, then possibly boost. But right now, I saw him on Instagram. He's repainting the bay, doing everything that he's wanting to do the first time. He's a really awesome dude. I'm really happy that you're making videos, man. Keep pumping out that content. You're doing amazing work on that car, and it's really awesome to see what you've done with it since you've owned it. Following that, we got Street Tuner Builds.
Done is where I last left off at was installing the head gasket, but then we realized that the tensioner on this engine was actually kaput.
This is a really awesome channel. He's also another member going into the YouTube non-VTEC Honda Challenge, and I think he's doing it also D-Series, possibly Turbo. Definitely want to let you guys go over there, check it out, see what he's got planned and in store for the challenge. It is going into an EG hatch, which is, you know what, an awesome platform to start with. Not gonna lie, I'm really happy that you have one, man. I'm actually, there's not too many EGs right now. There's a couple of EKs and some other kind of cars that you see that, you know? But EGs are starting to get a little rare, guys. I'm not gonna lie. So hopefully we see some more EGs in the future. You know, the hatchbacks. I know they're out there and there's a lot of awesome parts for them if you wanna start doing a solid build. Next up, we got Dre's Racing Channel. I talked about this guy last week because he was doing some really awesome stuff with the K20 and his MR2, and he swapped his RSX. But you know what? This isn't the first time this guy has put a Honda engine in an MR2. If you watch his latest video, he's actually helping somebody put a J-swap in an MR2. I think it possibly could be the first one because I know they're making mounts themselves, TIG welding, getting in their hands dirty, making that happen. Definitely check out Dre's Racing Channel. It's great to see that, you know what, you've taken your love for Hondas and you want to put it into an MR2. A lot of people have done it, but you know what, a K-Series in there is definitely the way to go. A J-Series in an MR2 is going to be the new way to go, and I'm really happy that you're doing it and you're just going to bring it to us right here on YouTube. Next up, we got Canary. I know you guys know who this is, the JDM Front ITR F20 case, F20 to K Integra. This build, it's going to be awesome, dude. It's really going to be awesome. And in his latest video, he had to figure out how he's going to heat the garage because he knew, you know what, I'm sticking to this. I want to finish this build. I'm going to work in the garage, and it's cold. If you've kind of watched older Hunter Toon videos, you know the heater's out. It's getting cold out there. So you know what? That didn't stop this guy. He's taking apart his harness, cutting off what he needs, trying to route things how he needs them. Getting your harness set up is definitely the first step to actually getting the motor started. We all know that, obviously. So I'm really happy that that's the next step you're at. I can't wait to see the next one. Following that, we got Joey Lee, Sticky Dill Joe, in a 40-minute long video, basically recapping his year 10. It's really cool to see your side of everything. It definitely takes your style of editing when you're walking around, looking at all the builds, appreciating all the things that you see that are new, that you're happy that came back. And one of the best parts I really enjoy is the full length ending, where you're basically showing you all the awards, all the people that were there, everything you're appreciative of. And you know what? I'll be honest, for a guy who I've heard in the podcast isn't really like super extroverted and like the center of attention all the time, that makes you an amazing photographer. When you get the mic in your hands and you're literally sitting there going off of like who won what, that's when like the personality really comes out, because you obviously really know what you're talking about. The passion is there, and they're your awards for this giant event that you're throwing down. So I'm really happy that year 10 was as big of a success as it ever could be. I'm really happy that other people were able to also take videos, but yours especially was very well made. All right, next up we got Hunter Tuned back at it with another Honda video. Just kidding, man, just kidding. I know I've been loving the Chevy Stang as much as anybody else. Not even gonna lie to you, that car is incredibly quick. But Hunter's back, basically took apart his B20, found out that he cracked all four sleeves in the DevCon build. You can kind of tell in the video he's kind of getting over rebuilding this motor, but that's not going to stop him. I think he's going to come at it with a GSR bottom end, throw another head on there, and then we're just going to see how much more we can push it. I think the B20 popped at somewhere around like 23 to maybe 26 pounds of boost. So, I mean, like, it's a lot of boost, you know what I mean? And that's not all. Michael with the red Civic is actually back with the white FG2. I missed you, man. I'm glad you're back on the vlogs. I'm glad nothing happened between you and Hunter and you were just, you know, doing your own thing. That happens, man. We all got lives. You got to go do them. But happy to see you back. Happy to see you helping out in the garage again. And I can't wait to see what plans you have for your new car. All right, following that, we got Irvin Dorsey. If you've been following along this build, he's put a lot of effort into this car, rebuilding it, getting the car back to where he wanted it to be. In his latest video, we actually saw the first start of this car finally turning on. I think he had some distributor issues and then an ECU issue. But you know what? He went on a long hike, got a new, I believe, ECU, got it into the car, boom, not a problem, the car turned on. It's all downhill from here, man. The work, the effort, and everything else that you've put into the car is finally going to pay off. Now that you know in the back of your head the motor is fine, it turns on, everything's good right there, now you can slowly piece it all together, take your time, and have the car the way you want it in the end. All right, following that, we got some incredible, naturally aspirated content with Humble Performance actually releasing an hour-long movie of the World Cup Finals from their perception. It was incredibly well done, outstanding quality. I was able to watch the entire hour of this video. I know a lot of you probably watched it live through the premiere feature here on YouTube, where he was there, Kenny was hanging out, basically interacting with everybody. But this video was actually incredibly well done, and I didn't expect anything less. The color grading was on point. The scenes were on point. And you know what? You never got too dull while you watching these things that were going on. They went through, I don't know how many motors. That didn't stop them overnight. Complete rebuilding, swapping engines, transmissions, getting the car down the track and doing some insane passes. So if you're looking to see what World Cup Finals was like, and you know what, you're a fan of Humble Performance, this is definitely a channel for you, and this is absolutely a movie you have to just sit through to really see what it was like there. Speaking of what it's like, we got VTEC Academy, aka Brian from Hasport. And you know what? This latest video they produced was actually very cool. Much more vloggy style than their usual DIY instructional videos. But you know what? Hasport, Brian, all those guys were at SEMA. So you got to see what it's like for them. Basically, as you know, like automotive enthusiasts, but also being a part of the business, going around, talking to these different companies, seeing what it's like from their perspective. You don't really see that too often. I'm really happy you guys did. You know you have an audience who's dedicated, who just loves the content that you guys are putting out. So in my opinion, it was a very good choice to just make a vloggy type video of you guys hanging out from behind the scenes of how Hasport and how VTEC Academy attends this kind of convention. All right, this video I've been waiting for quite some time, and I'm really happy it's out. Surg Motive Garage started the part one of how to K20, K24, build your engine. If you guys have been following this guy's channel, you know he's had a K20, K24 build in his RSX, and he wanted to take all of the knowledge he has as a mechanic and as an enthusiast and as someone who has actually built an engine and taken it down the track. Kind of wanted to give you a build guide, what to think about, what parts you want to buy, how to assemble them, the things you need, maybe cool tips along the way. I can't wait for the rest of these videos. I really enjoy you guys that take the time to actually explain everything, how to put it all together. There's not too many DIY how to build K-series out there. I know there's a lot of people that actually are amazing at building D-series with their eyes blindfolded, but K-series, that's one that, you know what, not too many people are sitting there explaining to you how to actually build that and all the different Lego pieces that there are for the K-series engine. So if you're interested in that kind of content, definitely check out Sugmotive Garage. He's really good at explaining everything that he wants to explain, because in the end, that's going into his car. Next up, we got Froman Garage Shane out there in Florida, part of the SB Tuning Boys, but he put the F-Series motor in his hatch. Didn't know how it was going to fit, but he did make it fit. He's actually got to do some finagling, maybe some re-welding to one of the transmission mounts. He's got like two different sets, so he's trying to make one good one out of the both one. But props to you, man. You found a way to make that thing fit. I think it's an F21B. There's some weirdness there. I know you got that motor from Yost. Yost is a mystery mechanic. Has a bunch of random parts that he loves to make Frankenstein motors. And you know what? If you haven't been following along for the Honda YouTube challenge, Frankenstein motors are absolutely what it's going to take. Due to the restrictions, you want to get the most you can out of what you can and throw your money where you can. Well, that was a mouthful. But anyways, Froman Garage, definitely check it out. I'm super happy for you, man. I know you work full time. You got a bunch of stuff going on. You're working at a shop, but you still, at the end of the day, want to keep building. And that is commendable. Next up, we got AutoSaw showing you how to port and polish their B18 head that's going to go on their YouTube challenge car. And man, you know what? I'm really happy you guys did this as well, because it's always been something I love seeing and I've always wanted to do myself. So it's really cool to see the results you guys come up with just a little elbow grease, some Dremels, and just kind of some polishing action. Really happy you guys have basically put in a lot of effort on that car. If you want to check out what that's like, check out the AutoSaw channel. And if any of you guys are out there watching this for the first time and you have no idea what the Honda YouTube challenge is all about, it's actually a bunch of guys here on YouTube. You basically need a Honda engine, 450cc injectors. It can go into, most likely, I think it can go into any car as long as it's powered by a Honda engine. I might be wrong about that. I've heard the rules enough times. I should probably know this. But if you're interested, there is a buy-in. The track day will be in February. There is a buy-in, you know, for the track to help out and for the pot for the winner. Definitely hit up AutoSaw or make a channel here on YouTube, because you do have to document your entire build. But like I said, hit up AutoSaw channel, let them know you're into it, and they'll get you plugged in. Following that, we got Royce Natividad. I've been following this guy for quite some time because he had an FG2. He was tracking that, and I really love the fact that he's taking his car to the track. He recently got an EK with a B16B in it. In his latest video, he actually bought some exhaust that's a little too loud, and we all know what that's like. You know what, you got that eBay exhaust because you want some good piping, but those mufflers are trash, guys. They're just trash. So if you want to lop that off and put on something better, you're probably better off there. But you can't beat a resonator and perfectly mandrel belt piping for the price of the eBay piping. That's my opinion. If you want to go out there and buy some legit exhaust, that's absolutely a possible way to do it. But if you're trying to just have mandrel bent piping and not one piece all the way muffler special, or muffler shop special, that is, then this is definitely the way to go. But definitely check out Royce Natividad. He's got an EK with a B16B. He is absolutely taking it to the track. I saw on Instagram, I think it was a story a couple weeks back, the list of things he actually wants for that car for end game. It's going to be an amazing build, man. I can't wait for you to keep building this. Next up, we got Ilker's Garage. These guys are back at it again. They've built some amazing cars before, some Del Sols and some other kind of cars. But right now, they have an EJ Coupe, and that car is one of those cars that hits really close to me because I've had quite a few of them, but I can never quite keep them. Something happens, I had to sell them, or it was a shell, and I traded it. But you know what? An EJ Coupe is just amazing to me. I love that chassis, and I'm really happy that Ilker's Garage has one in their possession, because you know what? They do amazing work. They have really cool ideas, and I can't wait to see the progress on this car. All right, after that, we got, oh my God, Teggy. This guy has been building his car for quite some time. If you've been following along, he's had some couple engine problems and just having to get everything worked out. And I'm really happy to say that in the latest video, he finally got his Turbo Integra to the dyno, putting down 350 some odd horsepower to the wheels. That's a substantial amount of horsepower for an Integra. We all know that traction is definitely going to be an issue, but you're going to have so much fun. This is definitely a really cool channel to check out. He's got so much coverage of him building this car, what it's taken, and how much he's had to put into it. Props to you, man. I'm so glad that you finally got it all together and to the dyno. All right, guys, last but not least, we got James D. Guy. This guy has been on YouTube for quite some time doing a bunch of different builds, definitely in the Honda game, but as of the past couple weeks, he's been doing a lot of effort and videos showing you how to paint with Rust-Oleum, with paint cans. I think he painted his wife's entire car with some spray cans in his paint booth, sanded it down, made it look extremely well. Videos did amazingly well for him because it's very well detailed and he did a really good job. So shout out to you, man. I'm really loving all the painting stuff that you've been doing lately. Painting and auto body, I keep saying it, are a kind of big thing here on YouTube that there's just a big hole of. I'd really love people to come out here and spread some knowledge on like sanding, Bondo, paint, metal fabrication. There's not too much of that out here, especially in the Honda game. So if you guys are out there and you got that knowledge, I think it would actually be really relevant to bring that in front of everybody else. All right, guys, with that said, that's it for this episode of the Honda Recap. I wanted to cover a lot of channels that have been going on in the past week because there's been a lot of content. I can't get to all of you guys. I'm doing the best I can to find new content, to find new channels, to help some guys out, to get them a little bit more exposure. But you know what? I'm super happy that a lot of you are putting out content on a daily basis, if not weekly basis. That's really what I'm trying to do, is if you have a build, if you have some content, to push you to better what you're doing, to make sure that you're doing stuff week by week so we can hang out, watch it together as a group, and just push you guys forward as much as I can. Thank you all for joining me for another week. Definitely check out hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a shirt, a hoodie, a sticker. I'd love to see you guys next week. So make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that like and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 when this thing airs. I'll catch you in the next one, guys. Peace.